This is Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson.
Hello, I'm Dr. Andrew Saul from the Pima County Health Department.
And I'm Anissa Taylor, epidemiologist from the Pima County Health Department. With the outbreaks of measles right here in Arizona, we want to give you some practical information about how to help keep you and your family healthy.
Before the measles vaccine was developed in the early 1960s, the U.S. had over 500,000 cases every year. This led to tens of thousands of hospital admissions and over 500 childhood deaths every year. But by giving two doses of the MMR vaccine, cases of measles in the United States dropped to nearly zero by the year 2000, and the disease was declared eliminated. So why is the measles virus so dangerous?
For starters, it is probably the most contagious virus known for humans. A person can become infected simply by breathing the air in a room where someone with measles passed through 2 hours earlier. For every measles case identified, we can see it spread 12 to 18 other people.
An infected person has several days of really high fever, cough, runny nose, and red eyes, even before the rash appears. Doctors often describe that person's appearance as toxic. Children can get sick quickly with dehydration and pneumonia. 1 in 8 of the children in the recent Texas outbreak required hospitalization for IV fluids and oxygen. But the worst part about measles can be the devastating lifelong impacts. Measles can cause a severe pneumonia and encephalitis, swelling of the brain. This can cause permanent vision and hearing loss, severe developmental disabilities, if not kill a person outright.
The MMR vaccine has been used across the globe for over 40 years in studies involving millions of children followed for decades. The overwhelming body of scientific evidence demonstrates the MMR vaccine is both safe and effective.
But does the vaccine provide complete immunity?
One dose of MMR vaccine provides about 95% protection, and two doses about 98% protection. So while it is not 100% perfect, having two doses of MMR is excellent at providing solid protection to people in most situations.
Having the MMR vaccine also reduces the intensity of the infection should a person get infected later in life. If a person gets infected, their symptoms are usually milder and they are less likely to require hospitalization. So even if a vaccine doesn't provide complete immunity, it can reduce the impact of that infection.
The goal is two doses. The best data suggests that two doses of MMR will provide most people with solid protection. Here are some guidelines to remember. If you were born before 1957, you're fine. You've likely had measles as a child. If you were born after 1990, you've probably already had two doses of MMR.
But if you were born between 1958 and 1990, like me, you probably only received one dose when you were a child. If not, try to find your vaccine records if possible to check.
Remember, if you've already had two doses of MMR, you're in a good place. You don't need to do anything more. So where can a busy person get an MMR vaccine?
Ask your favorite primary care provider, visit your local pharmacist, or come by one of the Pima County Health Department clinics. Go to pima.gov and type the word clinic in the search bar to find locations and hours near you. No insurance? No problem. We have programs to provide immunizations to you and your family at no cost or low cost. And if you happen to have insurance, we are grateful for your business. No matter where you go, no prescription should be necessary.
You can learn more about measles by going to pima.gov, azdhs.gov, or cdc.gov and typing the word measles in the search bar.
I'm Dr. Andrew Saul.
And I'm Anissa Taylor. From all of us at Pima County Health Department, we wish you the best of health.
You have been listening to Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson. For more programming, go to kxei.org.